the thickness of it, the veins standing out plainly visible, the inch or so of shaft exposed above her underwear, the head, the small depression below it, and the pre-cum shining, glistening, already dripping to it. There's a wet spot on the underwear lower down, dripping fluid from her pussy as well. Everything in front of you, the pure arousal, obvious. The sheer sexual pressure of being that close to so many ways to deliver pleasure to her body. How hard she is. She must have been hard since she first saw you, shirtless, wearing almost nothing, in fact, before her on the aisle. Yeah, you push your face against her cock, just rubbing there. You don't even open your mouth, eagerly pressing your nose, your lips, breathing in with your face pushed against the lower part of her shaft. The tip is rubbing against your forehead, her face rubbing against her underwear, creating friction for her. A few droplets of her sticky pre-cum mark you in this moment, but she doesn't direct you in any particular way. So you keep doing what comes naturally. You think back on her face, somehow more of a turn-on, even, than the big shaft in front of you. Then knowing that her wet pussy is soaked for your attentions. It's very easy to rub your face against her, to breathe deeply under her skirt in a cave filled with the scent of her sex, the musk of her arousal, the salty aroma of her pre-cum, the clear fluid you know slowly filling her panties, flooding from her pussy as you open your mouth and, with the flat of your tongue, run it up the inch of exposed shaft, up to the head of her cock. All around the rim, where the shaft becomes the head, licking, lapping. There are small textured bumps there, some natural feature of her body. She shivers at the hot, wet feeling of your attentions. Hard to say precisely why, but this just feels like the most natural thing in the world, immersed beneath her skirt, your head in there, the sun beating down your back as you approach the boat. But all you can think about is fastening your lips, pulling her length deeper into your mouth. The memory of her kiss, the impression of her lipstick on your lips, and then on your cheek, the whispered, purred words, these feelings mingled in there too, colliding and stimulating as the urge rises. You know what you have to do next. Forming a tight seal with your lips, you begin to suck her cock into your mouth, slipping along it, your tongue glued to the underside, exploring every vein, exploring every inch of her, your loving cock-sucking treatment causing her to groan, to buck her hips the tiniest bit on the bench, but she's overall focused. She's still rowing. In fact, focusing on that seems to make her cock all the more vulnerable. You pull down her panties, sliding your hands up, and slip one hand underneath to feel just how wet her pussy is, but your attentions are on her cock, your hand, your other hand, the one that isn't very lightly fingering her sex, your other hand is gripping her cock at the base, stroking it with